It's December 12th, 2022 still. It's the third video for today. It's 1833 hours. This is Ward Green. I want to show you how to sharpen jointer blades. So one tip I picked up just now online was use something packing tape or, you know, something like a fairly thin tape, and you tape the outfeed side. Normally the wood feeds in on this side. This is the outfeed. You can lower the infeed and raise it. So that's the side we don't tape. We tape this side. We use cedar wedges to wedge the blade at the top position. There are three blades, but this is the first one. It might not be the first one I was looking at, but it's the first one that I'm going to sharpen. I'm going to put the tape away here for a moment, put it aside. I had a knife, I had some scissors to cut the tape with. I had some tools like that. I had a mallet to drive the cedar wedges. I use cedar wedges to drive the I used cedar wedges. Not to do the driving, but to do the wedging. So there's just enough space for a cedar wedge in between the blade and the side of the jointer. You don't want to wedge it with anything like steel, I guess, because this is cast iron. You might even break the cast iron if you're not careful. So it's just wood would be the right thing to use. And there, I just happen to have a diamond stone. I've had this for years. It's for sharpening blades. I can run a chisel over it, or, you know, at an angle to get a bevel, or I can, it's very useful, but it has its own plastic case that I can slide it into the case, and then it can stand on the bench. But now I want to take it out of the plastic case, and I want to use the blue side, which is 300 grit. First of all, maybe I won't use that. Maybe I'm supposed to start with 600 and go to 1200, according to someone, but I'm using 300. So just moving it like that. Now the clearance on the infeed side is only about the thickness of a piece of paper, according to somebody. So I could crank it up a bit, so I don't go too far. You know, I just want to be fairly tight. So if I take a piece of paper, where have I got a piece of paper? Here we go. Here's a piece of paper. If this piece of paper fits, then we have it. Yeah, it's about... So, you know, we can crank this table up. It's just starting to kind of touch, but I mean, I'm in the problem because I don't want to... Yeah, there we go. Don't want to get my shirt caught or my dust mask caught, the elastic of the dust mask. I mean, it's a little more than a thickness of paper. I don't know how much. We don't really need much clearance. We don't want to touch the outfeed side, the infeed side. We don't want to touch that infeed side, so I'm going to keep it low. I'm going to make sure it's low so we have good clearance there. I don't want to accidentally make damage on it. But when the blade is clamped in the right place, it's possible to just hone the blade ever so slightly. Now, if that doesn't work, then you have to loosen. Then all we have to do really is loosen the Allen key screws that hold it. And by the way, before you start, where's it gone? Okay, here it is. Before you start, remove the jointer's safety lock so it can't be accidentally turned on while you're working. Do that before you start. If these wedges don't hold it, I mean, well, the wedges, no, the wedges don't hold it, you've got to find a way to hold it in place. But if those, what I'm saying is, if we can't sharpen it with it held in place, we want to hold it in place at the position where, I'm not sure exactly where we want to hold it in position either. But we're making a bit of a bevel. Definitely, yeah. You have to determine where to hold it in position. You know, all I'm trying to do is to get a clean edge. I'm not too concerned about the exact angle. As long as I can make contact with the blade while I'm sliding this on the plastic tape, on the tape, making contact, that's all I want. I don't care about anything too much. I'm trying to remove any burrs, and I'm trying to sharpen the blade. You know, it was already pretty sharp. And then I can flip it over and go to 600 grit. On the other side. So 600, what is it, microns? No, it's actually 25 microns, 600 grit, 600 grit, and 45 microns is 325. 325 is what I used first. Now I'm using the green side, which says 1200, sorry, 1200. So I had 325, now I've got 1200. So I've got 1200. That's 1200. It's going to take a lot longer to polish using 1200, you would think. Now I don't have to go all the way to the edge of the blade because the fence for the jointer will cover part of the blade, so I don't have to go all the way over, but as far as I can get. And I just want to hone that, and I might want to run a stone on the inside or the other side of the blade to remove the burr. Right? Okay, it's touching. Look, I'm hitting this. I got to go down. I'm hitting the infeed. I started to hit the infeed. That meant that I removed material. So I removed a significant amount of material, which is good. I think, as long as the blade didn't move. So that's how you do it. I think this is how you do it. I think if you don't want to remove the blades. But the other way is to remove the blades, and then you have to work with the blades in your hands. And, you know, you have to figure out how you want to do that. I could use my Lee Valley sharpening disc, which is a flat disc. I could just lay the blade on there and hold it with my hands, being very careful, and try and sharpen it that way. I'd be sharpening the whole bevel, maybe, the large bevel. This is just a micro bevel, which is the final bevel. You know, after the main bevel, there's a smaller bevel right near the sharp edge, right near the tip of the blade, right at the tip. There's a micro bevel. That's what we're doing here. We're putting in a micro bevel. If there wasn't one before, there will be now. That's what we're doing here. So you try and remember what position it's at. Because if we don't do that, okay, that's pretty good. It's just not, I notice it's not, maybe I'll have to flip it back over to try and take out some of that roughness. Yeah, some roughness right here. There's just some major roughness. There was some major roughness there. I think I need to go a little lower, a tiny bit. Looks good. It feels good. You go by feel. So that's how you basically do it. And then it should be fairly smooth on top, but it's going to be very sharp on the blade now, on the edge. But I can take the burr off it by getting another stone like this. This white stone here. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. I can just go back and forth. Try to take any burr off it. So you can see I'll do it with my left hand. Just go on the bottom side of the of the blade. Just going gently here. So now, it does have some burrs. I can feel them. If I rub back and forth, I'm just going back and forth like this, but I'm doing it with my right hand, okay? So I'm on the side of the blade that is coming toward the wood, that side, trying to remove the burrs. That's much better, but it does have a little bit of burr on it. I'm going to work on the other case again for a minute, 325. What is it, 45 micron? 45 micron, I think it says. And there we go. I mean, it's very sharp. It's extremely sharp, I'll tell you that. You don't want to touch it with your finger with any kind of... I just want to take the edge off it. I don't want it to be... If it's too sharp, maybe little bits will fly off, right? I don't want pieces to break off. And then, because then it might take a bigger piece off. So I just want to remove the burr. That feels really sharp. So that's how you do it. I'm pretty sure this will work, at least for a little while. I'll have a sharper blade anyway. And if it doesn't work, for long enough, or even if it does work for long enough, eventually I'll have to give it a full sharpening where I take the main bevel and take the blade out of the jointer, bring it over to my sharpening center, and I can sharpen the blade on that, on the flat disc of the sharpening wheel. Sharpening machine, flat disc, that machine. So I would just, in that case, I'd just be holding the blade down on the flat disc, and it would just be spinning. But now there's a bevel on the edge, on the end of the blade like this, but it's at an angle. It's not at a right angle, but it's at a, you know, it's at more of an angle like this. So I'm just putting a micro bevel, which is another bevel. Just like if this were the blade, I'm just removing this corner. But it wouldn't work in this case because it's... Actually, that micro bevel idea is going to work really well, because what it's going to do is it's going to make the blade sharp, but it's going to make it less of an angle. See what I mean? It's not going to be as sharp an angle this way because we're putting a micro bevel like that. So there's the bevel here that's existing. And we're going to put a micro bevel, which is existing, which is equivalent to this last knuckle. We're just going to put another bevel in it, and that's going to increase the thickness of the edge. Whereas it was like that before. Right, it was like this before, and now we're going to just put this kind of a bevel in the very end of it. That's going to make this edge stronger, but it's going to make it sharp again for a little while. Anyway, maybe for longer than before with the micro bevel. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I think I'm not going to be surprised no matter what happens, though. I don't like being surprised in that way. I'd rather just learn and not be surprised. But anyway, that's what I'm doing. So that's how you do it. Ward Green out.